This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Quaddle.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Quetzalcoatl.
Yeah, well, one of the, I think Quetzalcoatl, it's like a surname or an appellation. That's like a specific quaddle.
Covered in Mexican cheese.
Yes. Quetzalcoatl.
Quetzalcoatl.
Have I told you about my concept for a Mexican pretzel restaurant called Pretzalcoatl?
No, that's good though.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. These things. Was this written by Quaddle?
I think so. I think this is they're in the pocket of Big Quaddle.
Yeah, because there's just the rebels love fucking Quaddle. I think he's George Washington.
Pro Quaddle propaganda.
Quid pro Quaddle, Clarice. It seems like the monster manual is either just like, this monster is the biggest piece of shit and ruins everything it touches, or it's just like, this thing should be our new god, and there are no points in between.
If this thing had a garment, you would barely get to touch its hem. So this is a big feather serpent that is basically just lifted from Central American folklore. Except they ascribe a whole bunch of stuff. Like, he is more benevolent than the most benevolent metallic dragon.
Yes. Yeah. This guy will help you out. Like, he's a hero for hire. He helps out good people either with counsel or with, actual actions.
Yeah.
He's super psychic. He can shift people to different planes. Like, he has tons of psionic powers. They can more or less do everything. Yeah. My favorite line in here is that, that they don't get involved in the affairs of man, but they will always punish evildoers if the evildoers are caught red-handed. So I just imagine like some thief, like just like sneaking into a, a merchant shop, and there just happens to be a quaddle like flying by and just like, not today, not to kill.
Well, the burden of proof is on the quaddle.
That is true. If it'll please the quaddle.
If the all serpent will open his mouth and then the world. Thank you.
Yes. Not a big city lizard man, but
oh, my body is feathered just like all of y'all's.
Yeah.
My favorite is if more than one quaddle is involved in a battle, they will discuss their strategy before a battle. It's a quaddle like huddle.
Too. Yeah. I like that too. Which could easily turn into a quaddle cuddle at any given moment.
Well, that's how they celebrate.
Yeah, after a quaddle battle and a quaddle cuddle, or a quaddle huddle, they have a quaddle cuddle.
Yeah. Then they fly off and explore the stars as a quaddle hubble.
They're more or less like wish dragons.
Yep.
Like, they look a lot like, what's his head from Neverending Story?
Yeah, Falcor?
Falcor, yeah.
Yeah.
Rock the quaddle dance. Yeah, I mean, I like these things just fine. They feel like they're not really encounters to have so much as just, like, plot contrivances. Like, I bet you there are a lot of Deus Ex Quaddles going on.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I can't imagine where these would fit into a campaign, aside from like, you're in the jungle and you think it's hopeless, but then this begins the second act after you're sent out on like a hopeless journey, or it comes in and then shifts you to a plane,
or the Quaddle gives you your mission or whatever.
Yeah,
like the Quaddle shows up and says like, there are some poachers, or I don't know why I think of an environmental like Captain Planet kind of thing, but something like that,
I don't know. The objects of reverence by the natives of the regions. It's really uninspiring. Gary, I think the crux is the psionics.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish, I'm surprised there isn't a whole bunch. Doesn't this thing just look like a medicine cabinet of useful reagents?
Oh god.
If you look at it. And there's no bits of that, because they probably thought it would be unthinkable for someone to actually tear out this thing's tongue and use it to cast a spell, but I would.
Yeah. Quaddle blood cures ED.
Yeah, low T.
Yeah, you gotta get a little bit of serpent juice for your serpent.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? Don't just get like ET or ED. You gotta go even further.
Gary, the second you said that, like, these seems to be reagents, I want to kill and cook one of these things.
Yeah,
look at those wings, Gary.
Yeah,
like just barbecue those up.
Yeah, it would form a complete meal.
Oh, it would.
Like, everything about this thing. And you have to do that weird skinning thing that you do with snakes where you just deglove them. It's fucking repulsive.
Yeah, you have to make sure not to get some rib,
Here's the thing about the quaddle, too, is that, like, it's like Falcor. I mean, I said that, and that's kind of what they are treated like, but they're not that big.
No.
Like, they're 12 feet long, which, like, there are snakes that are 12 feet long in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a big snake, don't get me wrong, but it's not, like, so big that you couldn't eat it. name bigger than me.
Yeah, like it would feed a party of four.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a 12-foot party sub. And you just lay the quaddle across the bread. The bread.
The bread.
The bread.
The bridge. The bridge bread.
The bread of dough that you what you eat the quaddle in, and then you just swim it in oil.
Yeah.
And then everybody, you just lady in the trampet from two different sides and meet in the middle with your psychic kiss.
We just ate a god.
Yeah. Yeah, look upon my works in despair. And then later you pass a god. Like, not only do you eat the god, but then, like, because everything that happens when you eat a god, like, there's still, you know, you're still eating.
Mm-hmm.
So you're digesting a god, you're chewing a god. No one ever talks about that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you probably fart sometimes and there's a little god in there.
unless all of those Catholics are walking around with just, like, Jesus stores inside them.
Yeah, like, gum.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.